Hey guys, and welcome back to the Content Conversations podcast. We are on episode 19 today, discussing building a profitable business off of word of mouth. And today we actually have a special guest, makeup artist Dora Vera. She's actually based out of San Antonio. You'll probably notice that today it's just me. This is Connor. Grace couldn't join us today. Which is fine. She is in all the upcoming episodes, but she had some stuff come up today. So it's just me flying solo. To introduce myself, my name is Connor. I'm a copywriter. And Dora, let's go ahead and jump into this. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Dora Vera. I am a professional makeup artist. I've been in the industry for about 6 years now, going on my seventh year, and I specialize in beauty makeup, definitely enhancing, you know, women's natural features and not necessarily changing the way that she looks. So I focus on bridal makeup, headshot makeup. I work with a lot of high school seniors, and then I also do a lot of one-on-one consultations, so one-on-one lessons, makeup lessons to teach women and young girls who either want to like revamp their look or have no idea how to get started, you know, with makeup.
That's awesome. I know that you and I have talked before. I know you did my makeup when I had a branding session a while back with Melissa, who was a brand photographer, who is also going to be on our show coming up. But you and I, something that you are really passionate about is not so much like, you know, overdoing it with the makeup and kind of this unattainable look necessarily, but just kind of like teaching women how to just kind of do natural looks where they kind of look beautiful and feel comfortable in their skin.
Yeah, I personally... makeup can be overwhelming, especially nowadays, right? There's like all of this Instagram and YouTube and tons of steps and things like that. I've always been just more on the like lighter side and wanting to teach women that it's not as intimidating as they may assume that it is, and that it's just something that is like practice makes perfect, because it is kind of like painting. So, you know, and it's not really realistic for women, you know. Myself, before I had my son, like, yeah, I can spend time doing my makeup, but after my son, it's like, I got to create something quick, you know, and still look professional and still look nice and presentable while I'm out working. But realistically, for me and a lot of women, we don't have time. We can make the time, but we rather not, you know. I rather take that time doing something else. So yeah, I definitely am passionate about creating makeup looks that are going to represent you and how you are. And everyone is unique and different. Therefore, every look is going to be different. You know, I'm not the artist that you go to look a certain way. I'm the artist that you go to feel and look like yourself. So that's kind of what I'm really passionate about when it comes to makeup.
I really like that. I think that's really unique, because you know, I mean, like for me, I'm not really super into makeup, but you know, there's been times where I've wanted to learn how to do something specific, and I'm like, I don't have time to learn how to do that, or I don't know how to do that, or, and even if I do somehow figure it out, it doesn't feel like me or look like me, and I just kind of feel like I'm trying to be something that I'm not. Which it's fine to like put on makeup and feel really fancy, but you know, for everyday life or whatever you do, you know, just kind of having that natural look and feeling comfortable in your skin, I think is a big deal for women.
I think so too. And then like in the whole YouTube world, it's hard to ask questions. Yeah. You know, you're watching these videos and these YouTubers and influencers are kind of doing makeup on themselves. And so we all have different features and we're all unique in our own way. So the makeup that they're doing on themselves isn't necessarily going to work on you. Now, if you find someone that does have like maybe similar skin tone or similar bone structure, things like that, that where you can like kind of be guided, then yeah, it could possibly be helpful. But I feel like with me doing lessons, you know, you guys can ask me questions and we can, you know, I can be specific to your needs and to my clients' needs.
That's really cool. I like that. So how did you get started? Like, what made you kind of want to venture into this world of makeup?
So I was on the pursuit of happiness, pretty much. I was going to school, just getting my basics done, and I just really wasn't feeling it. I had started kind of like applying makeup on my friends and just kind of playing with different shimmers and things like that in middle school. And I really enjoyed it. Now, I wasn't allowed to wear makeup growing up until I was a lot older. So for me, it was kind of like an art. And while I was in school, my roommate at the time was like super, super into makeup. And she pretty much just inspired me because I remember feeling happy when I did makeup. You know, it, for me, makeup was more of like an art form and not so much of a beauty thing. And from there, I just kind of started researching and it kind of me being naive, I didn't realize it was an actual career. So I got out of school. I told my mom, like, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm dropping out of college. Like, sorry. And so I just set a couple of goals for myself. And if, you know, at a certain age, I wasn't going somewhere, that I would just go back to school and kind of like be like, okay, fine. I failed at this. I'm going to go to school and get a degree. But I didn't. I started my business at 23. And I have just been going from there, really, just kind of like a deer in headlights, just trying to figure out this world of essentially entrepreneurship, which I had no idea that I would become an entrepreneur by doing makeup, but that's exactly what happened.
That's awesome. So when you were kind of on this path of entrepreneurship and kind of diving headfirst, it sounds like, into the world of makeup, mm-hmm. what kind of training did you kind of seek out since you weren't going to, you know, you weren't getting a, and I'm doing air quotes right now, like a formal education, a formal college education. What kind of training did you seek out to kind of get better?
Okay. So I had already, you know, when I was, you know, like in middle school, leading up to high school and all of that, I had just like kind of been self-taught. I had experimented myself, but when I wanted more, you know, like actual training, I looked into like cosmetology schools and they really weren't offering much makeup. It was mostly all hair and it was like 25% makeup. I didn't want to invest, you know, $18,000 to just learn basics that I had already figured out myself. So in the time that I was looking for that, I had gotten a job at Sephora as just like a seasonal. So Sephora really taught me a lot. And the artists around me taught me a lot. So fast forward a couple of years, I started getting really busy. And it was actually really, it was harder for me to continue to kind of like train myself in air quotes. I ended up finding a educator, makeup educator in California. And her name is Donna Mee, who ended up becoming my mentor. So she actually taught me, you know, the science of makeup, the psychology of how we perceive line shapes and angles. She actually also talks about, you know, business and, you know, how to present yourself and how to serve people. And that was that through makeup. Now, when it came to entrepreneurship, I had read a book, and I think this was in the very, very kind of early years of me starting makeup. I read a book by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich. And it talked about the millionaires out there basically have a minimum of 7 streamlines of income. So I figured like, okay, well, I only have one. So how am I going to do this? I thought, okay, retail, you know, I can find a makeup line that I can carry and offer to my clients. So from there, you know, the cards just aligned. I ended up meeting a girl who was in a direct sales business with Amway. I don't know if you've heard of Amway, but it's honestly mm-hmm. a really, really awesome company. And Amway really taught me a lot about business because, you know, we would meet, which was crazy because in the book, Think and Grow Rich, it talks about meeting with like-minded people 3 times a week. And I was thinking like, okay, who's going to meet with me 3 times a week to like talk about our dreams and aspirations and, you know, all of this stuff. Well, Amway, they used to meet 3 times a week. So I just felt like, okay, this is perfect. So I started reading a lot of books. And then from there, I also started taking a lot of courses at like UTSA. There's another organization called Lift Fund. There's a women business center. So San Antonio offers a lot of training when it comes to entrepreneurship here in the city. So I went from not dropping out of college to then really kind of educated myself in the things that I felt were going to be like beneficial to me. And now what was my business? So that's kind of what I started doing is just, you know, reading a lot of books, getting my mind right and kind of changing my mentality a little bit from a negative mentality and a fearful mentality of like, this isn't going to work. You know, I don't have a degree. Like, how am I going to make this happen? To really thinking, okay, no, how do I make it happen? What do I need to do? How can I continue to educate myself without necessarily having this degree and still, being successful in this business of makeup?
That's awesome. I love that you just talked about that and said that because, you know, I didn't finish college either. And I remember when I told my mom, I was like, you know, I don't think I'm going to keep going back because I didn't feel like I was getting anything from it. But of course, that did, you know, kind of force me to have to shift my mentality and think, okay, so I'm not going to school and I'm not getting a degree. So how can I seek out, you know, an education elsewhere? And it kind of, you know, pushes you to be a little creative, you know, reading books, listening to podcasts, seeking out local resources, online resources, you know, connecting with different groups.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like, it's definitely possible to educate yourself outside of this kind of, the normal yeah. system of going to college, getting a degree, you know, settling into a 9 to 5, whatever.
Totally.
So that's really awesome. So, just kind of moving into the subject of our show today, and that is, you know, building a profitable business off of word of mouth. I want to kind of segue into this by talking about, I know that you recently did the makeup for Ali Brooke. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Ali Brooke, she started her career. She was a member of Fifth Harmony. And I believe they started on X Factor. And Ali was in town last year. And a makeup artist, which was awesome because I don't think this happens often. I'm not sure, but another makeup artist she was 8.5 months pregnant around there, and she had done her makeup before, but she couldn't. So she referred her to me. So I ended up doing her makeup last year, and then I heard on the radio that she was going to be back. So I reached out again to her manager, and I ended up doing her makeup a couple of months ago, 3 times. So they had booked me for 3 different days, and it was awesome. It was such a great experience, and I was really grateful that I had gotten that opportunity from word of mouth, basically. It wasn't something that I had sought. It was something that kind of was presented to me because this other makeup artist wasn't available to do her makeup.
So how did you describe your relationship with this other makeup artist? You know, were you guys super close? How do you think this kind of came about?
Well, I think this came about because when I started in the industry, I was just very, like, I'm just a very passionate person, but I'm also like pretty professional in the way that I present myself. And so this makeup artist and I, we weren't super, super close, but we were close enough that she has been in the industry a lot longer than I have. So I think once you have been in the industry for a long time, you can see things in people, characteristics, talent, all that kind of stuff. If someone's genuine or not. And, it can be kind of scary to refer work out to others. So I feel that because we had worked together in the past on like different shoots or fashion shows and things like that, and I've always shown up, I think she felt comfortable enough to say, hey, you know, I'll pass her along because she has referred me other clients before as well. And so I feel that she felt comfortable in referring me this client as well. And knowing that I was going to take care of her, you know, because of my reputation and because of, you know, her personal experience working with me, I think she felt comfortable to, you know, hand her over.
That's awesome. And that is kind of a big deal because, I mean, you know, referrals in general are a big deal because, you know, that's basically you saying like, if I were to refer someone to someone else, that's basically me saying like, hey, I trust this person and kind of putting, your brand over them in a sense, like, you know, because even if it doesn't, like, if it doesn't work out for those people, I mean, even though that's not on you, like directly, there's still kind of that, you know, oh, well, so-and-so referred that person to me and they did a horrible job.
Yeah.
So even like referrals on any level are kind of a big deal, but I mean, even for this, like Allie Brooke, like that's a super big deal. And so for her to refer her to you, I mean, that's pretty awesome.
I think so because at the, like, you know, she had the relationship and that's kind of how it starts. It's like, you have a relationship with someone and then you're saying, you know, I'm going to pass you over to someone that I feel is going to take care of you. If that person doesn't take care of who you've handed over, they're going to go back to you and say, this was absolutely terrible. My experience was horrible. And it'll kind of be your fault, even though it's not, you know, you didn't do anything, but you did, you set someone up with somebody else that, you know, you thought would do a good job and didn't. So it is a big deal to like refer people. And like I said, I'm grateful that she did.
Yeah. I mean, like you're putting your name on that person essentially. Mm-hmm. So it is a bit, I mean, don't take referrals. I mean, for our listeners, don't take referrals and word of mouth lightly, because that's a pretty big deal. How much of your business would you say is generated from referrals and word of mouth?
So honestly, about like 85% of my business, I feel like is, from referrals. I work with a lot of people and a lot of the new people that contact me, it's always, hey, I got your number and your information from so-and-so, you know, you did their makeup for this and that. And, I want you, you know, to do my makeup. It happens often. I don't advertise. And I honestly, the only places that I've advertised is I've gotten sucked into a couple of like magazine deals that just were a waste of money. So I don't really advertise. I mean, I don't advertise actually. Social media, Facebook, Instagram is really the only place that, you know, I market myself, if anything, but a lot of, you know, the majority of my business is word of mouth.
I know you do a lot of like on Instagram specifically, you do a lot of tutorials and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think so your Instagram strategy seems like it's mostly organic. You don't do any kind of paid advertising. So what are something like besides doing those tutorials and stuff, which I think are probably very helpful for a lot of people. Is there anything else specifically that you do on social media that you think can help?
So I've had this question asked before, and honestly, social media has always been a little bit of a struggle. I am such like a people person, and I'm kind of old school in the sense that I like to like see you, feel you, vibe with you, and like look you in the face. So for me, social media has always felt a little bit like the opposite of that. Although I'm starting to get the sense that it's not, and I think that it has to be like a mindset shift. So, for the first time, I feel like in doing my tutorials, I do have kind of a little bit of a strategy, and that I am a very organic person, and I do like things to just kind of happen when they're meant to happen. I'm definitely still proactive in doing things, but you know, with the tutorials, which is something that I had just started a couple of months ago, you know, trying to move more into the space of education. I feel like me doing that has been very helpful because I've actually gotten really great responses, and I've had people, you know, private message. And even when I bump into people, I just bumped into an old high school friend yesterday, and she was just telling me like, oh my God, I love your videos. Her and another friend are always like, did you see Dora's? Did you see her video? You know, like, and so it's so, yeah, it was so awesome. So I feel like the tutorials in and of itself have been really helpful, but social media has always been a little bit of a struggle for me because I've never really had a strategy because I feel like it's a genuine or something. I don't know. It's kind of, you know, just something that I've struggled with.
When you're used to being with people in person and kind of doing business that way, social media is definitely it can be kind of a far cry from that. So I definitely get that. Because you like to do things more in person, what kind of opportunities do you seek out in person? Do you kind of do like any wedding events or expos or anything like that? Or where do you go to do any kind of networking? What does that look like for you?
So for me, networking, going to different networking groups and being a little bit smart about it. There are tons and tons of groups out there that kind of focus on different things. So I just kind of find, you know, I work with a lot of photographers. So I definitely, you know, network with photographer groups and do different meetups and things like that. But then I also go to networking groups for just like women, small business owners, because, you know, they're out and, you know, the workforce, and some of them are even, you know, public speaking and things like that. So they also have to be presentable. So I just kind of get myself out there and meeting different people. And because I am kind of like a people person and I like to be upfront and talking to people, then I feel like it's more organic for me and just more natural for me to kind of create those relationships rather than on the online space.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, I know some people, you know, that's kind of where they would rather be, is just kind of out with people, meeting people. Social media can be, I mean, it's kind of moving away from this just with some of the tools that are available, but, you know, it can still feel very distant at times just because, you know, these are people that are online and you don't really know them per se. So that can be, that's kind of the challenge that businesses nowadays are facing. Especially when they work with people that maybe aren't from their area that they can't go meet, they just can't go meet up with. So it's like, how do I build trust online?
I do think that like the online space is amazing. And it is a great way to connect with like more people, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it is a little bit of a scary place, but again, it's just your mindset. You know, if you think it's a scary place, then it's going to be a scary place. If you think that it's a place to connect and talk to and reach more people because you really have a message that you want to get out there, then I think it's a great tool. I still think that like people are learning like etiquette, you know, like online etiquette, because, you know, you can present yourself or say something and someone can take it the wrong way because it's just text. You know what I mean? There's no tone, there's no eye contact or anything. So that can also be kind of like a tricky, slippery slope.
Oh yes. The world of social media.
Yeah. I will say though, after having my son, I'm not necessarily able to, you know, go to all of these networking groups. So I have kind of taken a step back from doing that and having my son and having to, you know, be home and really wanting to be with him more. I have kind of pushed myself out of my comfort zone when it comes to social media. And I have been trying to show up more on social media. And that's where kind of like my tutorials have started to come into play and really wanting to reach a lot of people with my message of, you know, self-worth and self-love and just like loving who you are and the features that you've been given and owning it, you know, and not trying to change or compare yourself to, you know, how other people look.
Right. I love that. That's awesome. So for our listeners, do you have any other tips as far as for building a business off of word of mouth or referrals?
Yeah. So I really believe that, if you are, you know, a good person and that you're genuine in your approach, then people are only going to want to work with you. There's a lot of negative people out there and there's a lot of people who are in a negative space. And so sometimes that kind of like flows into their work if they have a lot of, you know, personal things going on or any kind of drama. And sometimes people don't want to work. They can feel it. You know, it's just like this energy exchange that they know that you're just, sometimes you show like you're not happy to be where you are. So making sure that you just have a good mindset, that you're constantly investing in yourself and really trying to just be the best person that you can be, because then people are going to want to work with you. Entrepreneurship has really changed my mindset, because I was told that, you know, my business is a reflection of who I am. And that kind of scared me, because when I first started, I wasn't the most positive person. And I felt like, okay, that's going to be reflected on my, because I'm a, you know, this is a, like a people business. I'm not, you know, people see me and I'm out there. So I really had to change my mindset. I really did a lot of like self-healing kind of work, and just always educating myself. So educating myself on, you know, how to talk to people, how to meet people where they're at, how to not judge people, how to just serve people and listen, you know, do less talking, do more listening. And I feel like all of those things have really, really helped me and are some of the reasons why people are so quick to refer me work and say, you know, she's great, she's going to take care of you and she's going to listen to your needs. And I'm not just going to do whatever I want. I really, you know, consult with like my clients and see how I can serve them.
Right.
That's so awesome. I feel like that's, yeah, those are the things that I've done and just kind of continue to do like as a maintenance.
Well, I mean, mindset is really half the battle. I mean, so anything, you can't pour from an empty cup. So, you know, make sure you're pouring into yourself with education and resources and just like good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Good books, good podcasts. I mean, even if they're not necessarily like, you know, because I listen to a lot of like social media type podcasts, but also just like personal development type stuff. Like that's so important, especially for us entrepreneurs. So that's awesome. My last question is, what is the best business advice that someone's ever given to you that you still use, or just your best piece of business advice?
I feel like it's kind of what I said earlier about just being genuine, that your business is a reflection on who you are personally. So, I would advise just everyone to, you know, try to be the best person that they can. And, you know, we're all going through things and that's just life, but it's how we kind of view our adversities. Are we looking at them in a positive light? Or are we looking at them in a negative light? So trying to just maintain like that mental stability, I feel like, is a big thing when it comes to business, because business is just like the craziest roller coaster. It goes up and down and around in circles, and then it stops and you have to maintain or like maintenance it. And then you know, you keep on going. So, I feel like everything starts with the mind. So if you're mentally tough and you're in a good mental place, then I feel like everything else will just kind of like fall into place for you. And if it doesn't, or it's taking a little bit longer, I think that you become a little bit more understanding and more patient with the journey of entrepreneurship.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dora, for coming on the show today and joining us and just giving us so much awesome advice. Where can our listeners find you on the internet?
So my website is sanantoniomakeupartist.com. And then my Instagram is TheLookStudioHMU. You can also search it by, you know, typing in Dora Vera, but my handle is TheLookStudioHMU.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining us today. Speaking of makeup, next week's episode is going to be a company spotlight. We're going to be spotlighting Glossier. So that's going to be a really awesome episode. As always, you can find us on Instagram. You can join our Facebook group, and then you can find us online at contentconvospodcast.com. So thank you again for joining us today, and we will continue this conversation next week.